Bill O'Brien, the head football coach of the Nittany Lions. Great to have you back, Coach.
It's great to be here, Steve. Always great to be at these basketball games. Big Ten basketball is fun to watch, and really coming over here to support Coach Chambers and his team.
The other part, too, is I know you're big in terms of, because of the Penn State athletic family, basketball family, football family, big in helping others. A day like this, Coaches versus Cancer, where they call it Band Together Day,
sure.
Very important.
No question. It hits home. It hits close to home with me also. My mom is a two-time breast cancer survivor, going on 80 years old, and hopefully everybody will meet her during the football season. She's a firecracker. So it really is it's great to be here, to be a part of the women's team, the men's team, and supporting cancer research. And also with Thon coming up, I think it's Penn State does a great job with helping out and the cancer charities.
And that's three consecutive weekends where that will be a focal point. Next weekend's Thon, then the Pink Zone game on the 26th. Right. You get into the office on Tuesday. Right. You have worked countless hours for Penn State in the month of January, countless hours. Right. But now to be in there full time, to get the feel of everything, how's the first week gone?
It's been great. Again, like I've said from day one, we have a great staff in place. And the thing this week that I've been really impressed about is our players, really working hard in the weight room, working hard in the winter conditioning program, and buying into what we're doing. And I think we'll see the fruits of that labor in the fall. And we got a long way to go, but we have the makings of a team that can be very, very competitive in the fall. And I just like the way our guys are working right now.
Next step, also getting a feel for the playbook on both sides as to where you want to go. Give us an idea of the progress there.
Making a lot of progress there. Defensively, Ted's done a great job of coming in with the defensive staff. And, within NCAA rules, meeting with these guys a little bit here and there to start installing some of the things that we do. And then obviously offensively, I got it going a little bit this week with our staff, and we're probably a little bit behind the defense right now just because of me getting here a little bit late, but we'll catch up pretty quick and we'll be ready to go when spring practice starts.
And you've been working with 8 assistant coaches to this point. You still have one more hire to make. Can you give us at least an idea of the progress being made there?
Yeah, we'll have somebody in place by the middle to the end of next week. We'll have somebody in place, and it'll be a very good coach and a great addition to our staff, and we'll hit the ground running with that person when they get here.
Also for you to be a part now full-time within the community. It's a short period of time, but I have a feeling that you've already had a pretty good feel for what this place means and where you fit in.
It's a little bit overwhelming, to be honest with you. I'm staying at the Penn Stater, and I just go to eat dinner there, and I can't tell you how many people come up and say hello and wish myself and my family well. And then what's more impressive to me is I get about 60 to 80 emails per day, and I try to answer a lot of those. Some people call me crazy. I'm trying to answer all those at night, and because I really appreciate the support of the people here. And we all know that we got to go out there and win games, but in the beginning here, it's just it's been great. It's been great.
Give me an idea of your personal excitement level, because this is your first head coaching job, and now that you're in that office, you're around your staff, you're around your players. What is that on a personal level like for you?
It's very personal. It's something that I've always strived for. I never knew when it was going to come, and to be at a place like this, it is such a special place, and to follow a man like Coach Paterno and continue the success that he's had here and have an opportunity to do that, it just means the world to me, and hopefully we're able to go out there and make people proud.
It's great being part of a family, isn't it?
That sure is, Steve.
Yeah. Bill O'Brien, the head football coach of the Nittany Lions, as always, thanks for the time,
Steve.
Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Bill O'Brien.